Proclamation number 5498 of 2nd of October, 1952. Bearing the burden of the cross in surrender. Everyone must carry his cross for the sake of one's soul's salvation. Whatever hardship and misery, illness and affliction is imposed on you, bear it in submission to my will and it will truly bring you salvation. But in times of great adversity I will stand by you as the bearer of the cross and you can confidently burden me with it, that I will carry it for you. My love does not deny you any request and relieves you as soon as you call upon me for help and strong faith. Thus the cross will never be heavier for you than you are able to bear. It is well measured for your strength, but it is the final compensation for your guilt, for whose sake you live on earth and which you should have paid off as much as possible before you depart from earth. Sickness and suffering are the soul's act of atonement, which it took upon itself, which it was willing to bear when it was presented with the earthly path before its embodiment. It consciously consented to it, even though it lacks any recollection on earth due to the freedom of will. But it was willing to take up the cross in order to redeem what is within its power. Therefore don't grumble and complain if your cross weighs you down, but call upon me for help and you will no longer feel its burden to be so oppressive. You will joyfully straighten up again if the cross seemed to weigh you down. You will continue to carry it with renewed strength as long as you still walk on earth, yet you will feel that I walk beside you and support you and help you carry it if you become weak. But what you achieve by carrying the burden of the cross is not yet comprehensible to you, for with physical eyes you cannot see any success worth mentioning, yet your soul shouts for joy and rejoices because cover after cover is detached from it and ever brighter light can flow onto it, because the burden you carry still takes away the last dross which burdens the soul. And because you now give the soul a certain freedom and it continually floats lighter and lighter towards the final aim. Because it is therefore light-hearted, for the body took the burden from it and carried it for the soul. Although I don't want you humans to suffer on earth, in order to spare the soul unspeakable suffering in the kingdom of the beyond, you have also been given a period of time on earth when your body can suffer for the soul, because you have previously expressed your will to help the soul while it is still on earth and to protect it from an agonizing state after the death of the body. Yet you can always reduce this suffering yourselves by faithfully calling upon him who will always help you carry the cross if it becomes too heavy for you, because he loves you like a father who rushes to the aid of his children when they call upon him. Amen.